आदावन्ते च यन्नास्ति यन्नास्ति वर्तमानेऽपि तत्तथा वितथै सदृशा सन्तः अवितथा इव लक्षिताः आदावन्ते च यन्नास्ति वर्तमानेऽपि तत्तथा वितथै सदृशा सन्तः अवितथा इव लक्षिताः It is said, after refuting all other different systems of philosophy, philosophers' views, and Gaudapada Acharya presents the Vedantic teaching in a nutshell, in order to reinforce the teaching which has been done in the other previous chapters. So here, what is the main teaching of the Shastram here? We can reduce the teaching into three lines, three small tiny sentences. Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. We can reduce three sentences also into one sentence. Aham idam sarvam. Aham brahmasmi can be said otherwise. Aham idam sarvam. Okay. Brahma satyam. The only reality is consciousness. The reality alone is Satyam. So Brahma, the term implies what? Consciousness alone is Satyam. The Jagat is as though Mithya, which means Jagat is another term implying the same reality, which is an appearance of the same reality. And Jivaha, the Swarupam of every individual, another than Brahma. There is no Jivaha. This is Jivo Brahmaiva Na Aparaha. The Jivaha, every individual, another than Brahman. Absolutely. So that can be reduced to what now? Aham Brahmasmi. When you say otherwise, Aham Idam Sarvam. All that is here is I, the Self, am alone. Myself, I am myself. Which means, when you say Aham Idam Sarvam, you have negated everything. You negated all the differences. Differences are generally caused by what? We can say, in Dakshinamurti Stotram, when I taught, I mentioned this.
नाना कल्पित देश काल कलना वैचित्र्य चित्रीकृतम्
Therefore, always what is the division? One becomes many. The division is caused by what? Time and space. So time, space, differences are also resolved here. Which means time itself is negated as relative. Space is negated as relative. So time, space cause differences. And as I said in the previous class, I always say this, knower known knowledge, Triputi Bhedaha, all these differences are resolved. When you say Aham Idam Sarvam, all that is, there is only consciousness and I am consciousness. Therefore, Aham Idam Sarvam, I am the whole. I, the Self, am, I, the consciousness, am the whole. Isn't it? So this one, in fact, now to establish that we have to say what now? There is only Brahma. Nothing has come into existence, originated here. That he is going to teach, say here. First of all,
Adavante chayannasti.
Adavante chayannasti.
Vartamane pitattatha.
Vartamane pitattatha.
Vitathai sadrusha santaha.
Vitathai sadrusha santaha.
Avitathaiva lakshita.
Avitathaiva lakshita.
Therefore, adau ante cha yat nasti, tat vartamane api nasti. Adau in the beginning, before. So what was not there before, what was not there before, what will not be later, what seems to be existent in the present now, no, really speaking, is not there. What was not there before is not now. Therefore, adau ante cha yannasti. What was not there before, what will not be later, is not there in the present now also. Vartamanepi nasti. Which means, we'll take the example here. Suppose there's a pot. And definitely, the pot, there was a time when a given pot, there was a time when the pot was not there, pot would not have been there. There would have been only clay. Isn't it? The pot was, before it was made, the pot would not have been there. And after the pot is destroyed also, so gata utpattehe prak, no, nasyat, it wouldn't have existed. Gata nasha anantaram also, after the destruction of the pot also, pot will not be there. Then, when there is a time when the pot exists, and it is useful, it serves a purpose. Isn't it? It serves a purpose, it is useful, and it is different from other objects also. Therefore, pot is very real for us. Then even when the pot is there, when it is being used for taking, you know, holding water also, still the pot is not there. Absolutely there is no pot. Understand? The pot was not there before its creation. Pot will not be there after it's destroyed. Even in the present, even during its existence also, vartamane api tad nasti. This is not there. How do you say that? Before the pot was made, it was not there. After the pot is destroyed, pot will not be there. But now it is, because I am using it as a container. It contains water. I am using it. It serves a purpose. So it is very much there. No. Vartamane api tad nasti. It is not there. What was before the pot came into existence was clay. That clay was. The clay will be even after the pot is destroyed. So what was before and what will be after alone is here now also. The clay was, clay is, clay will ever be. Pot was not there before, pot will not be later, but now in our buddhi, now pot is. Okay, so here, this Karika says, pot is not there now also. Yad ado nasti, ante nasti, vartamane api nasti. See, even you can understand Sanskrit very easily. It sounds very simple now. Yade ado nasti, ante nasti, vartamane api tan nasti. That is not there in the middle also. Even it is existent also. So you can say before the origination what was not there, after the resolution, destruction, what will not be there, is not there even when it is existent. Existent, Even when it is there, it is not there really. Which means, so here, how can you say that? Here you have to, you take this pot and see what this pot is all about. If you say, what is pot here? Pot is clay. It's made of clay. So we are using two words here. One word is clay, another word is pot. And remove the meaning of the word clay from the pot. The substance of the substantive clay, you remove it. Then what next substantive is pot, isn't it? And you bring the substance for the substantive pot, minus clay. The clay has gone. Where has the clay gone? Clay has been removed as the substance of the substantive clay. C-L-A-Y. Now one more substantive is pot. And what is the substance of the substantive pot? No. It's called what? Padartha Nisheda. Padartha Niras. Padartha is not there. Negation of the Padartha. There is no Padartha. It's called what? It's called Darshanam. Bhuta Darshanam. Which I told you already. When I did the previous verses, I said, what is Bhuta Darshanam? What is the truth of it? Seeing the truth of it, Bhuta Darshanam, isn't it? What is it? There is no substance. We remove the clay, the pot will disappear, which means pot has no substance of its own. Therefore, non-substantial it is. Therefore, there is no Padartha. Once Padartha is not there, meaning is not there, and what are you going to do with the pot? Negation of the Padartha, meaning of the word first. Then you see the word being useless. Isn't it? Therefore, Pada Nirasa. Negate the word also. First Padartha, then Pada. Negation of the words. Therefore, what is this word? The Vacharambanam, Namadheyam. So, it's only just the name of what is pot. Then pot is another name for the same clay. How many substances are there now? Only substance. With reference to this one clay pot, using this as an example, you arrive at one substance. It is only one substance, isn't it? And all the substantives are different names of the only substance. Whether you call it a lid or a pot or a plate, whatever it is, the substantives are many, which are different, bahuni namani. Many names are the only vastu, substance. Similarly, if you take with reference to this whole jagat consciousness, the standpoint of consciousness, you say, consciousness is the Brahma. Consciousness is the only substance, and the jagat is like the pot. Not only jagat, you take every object here, every object will lose its existence minus consciousness. Like how pot minus clay is equal to no pot. Similarly here, any object minus consciousness is no object here. There is no padartha. Therefore, jagat is a, there is no padartha, substance of the substantive jagat. Therefore, the jagat also is what? Another word for Brahma. You see, the whole jagat is another word for Brahman. The jagat is another word for consciousness. Then what about all of the different words then? Akashaha, Vayuhu, Prithvi, Appu, Tej, all these elements, five elements, and the elementals, the mobile beings, immobile beings, all of them are what? That is why we say, when you look at the whole Jagat, truth as Ishvara, you see the whole Jagat as the manifestation of the truth, you see this as Ishvara, the whole Jagat is Ishvara, and we say, all the words are innumerable names of the only Bhagavan. That is why as Upalakshanam we have 108 names or 1008 names. You know, when you do Archana in our pujas, and why do we do? Bhagavan is called Anantanama. You know, the one who is of innumerable countless names is called Anantanama. எண்ணற்ற பெயர்களை உடையவன். Every word is Bhagavan's name. Everything is Bhagavan. How do you say Anantanama? I don't know whether I mentioned this. And there is some text called Sriman Narayaniyam. And then this is written by one great Sanskrit scholar called Narayana Bhattadri. And this Narayaniyam book actually presents the Srimad Bhagavatam story in a nutshell, but very chaste language. You can see the Sanskrit, the Narayana Bhattadri's mastery over the language in the textbook. Beautiful compounds and very chaste language, very well presented. And there he says, it seems, there is a rishi called Garga Munihi. Garga Munihi, one great saint. And he was invited to Yashoda's house to name Krishna, Krishna's naming ceremony. And the Muni, Garga Muni, who came there, he knew who Krishna was. Krishna was what? No, for him, Krishna is a, you know, even as a story it says. And he thinks, my God, this Krishna, you know, he is Anantanama. He is, no, Krishna is absolutely, Krishna stands for Purna, the limitless consciousness, limitlessness. Therefore, in Krishna here, I had to name this Krishna, and he is Anantanama. You know, he is of the, you know, innumerable countless names. How can I name him? Which name can I give him? Then he takes Krishidhatu Nakarabhyam. He takes the word, the root Krish, which means attracts, draws, and which again, the happiness attracts all the minds towards itself. So, Akarshati Sarvani Manamsi Iti Krishna. So, he gave the name as Krishna, finally. Something, you know, has to think before he named Krishna. We don't even think nowadays. Some name we give, something sounds means. He gave the name Krishna, it seems. Now, what I want to say here, what I want to say here is, look at this. One substance, you take any object, you can just negate the object, just ask for the substance. When you remove the substance, then take that namarupa, ask, is there a substance for the substantive pot? Is there a substance for substantive ornament, chain or bangle minus gold? No. Therefore, you can remove that way. So, there is no absolutely every form, is every name is only consciousness. Therefore, all the different names are only different padani. Padarthas are also not there substantially, and padani are also not there. All of them are different names of the only vastu, only reality. Therefore, adau yannasti, ante yannasti, tadu madhye api nasti, vartamane api nasti. What was not there in the past, what will not be in future, is not there in the present also. Vithataihi sadrushaha, santaha. Avithataha iva lakshitaha. Therefore, vithataihi sadrushaha means Vithata is another word for mithya, which you understood very well, very clearly when we did the second chapter itself. Vaithatya prakaranam, when we did, you understood vaithatyam is a noun, vithata is adjective, vithata is another word for mithya. Understand? So, mithyatvam is equal to vaithatyam. Vithata, mithya. So, vithataihi eva sadrushaha means what? Vithata means they, all these forms, and now with the names, are vithataha, means what? They're as good as non-existent. Which means they are not unreal. They are not non-existent. Pot is not non-existent. It is as good as non-existent. Even though it serves a purpose, you know, it's as good as non-existent. So, vithataha. But still, even though it is as good as non-existent, it is as though still avithataha iva na lakshitaha. Still, the objects are mistaken to be real. Mistaken to be, even though they are not real, they are neither real nor unreal, all these objects. They are as good as non-existent, but still they are taken to be absolutely real. Here you have to remember a few things. Vedanta Shastram does not deny the experience of the world and the world of objects. Vedanta Shastram does not deny the perception of duality. Vedanta Shastram does not deny perception of differences. Vedanta Shastram does not deny the utility, usefulness of the objects. They are useful, they are experienced, they are different, many. Does not deny the plurality, does not deny the multiplicity, does not deny the, you know, duality, does not deny the perception of the objects, perception of the plurality, perception of, you know, also experience, the all that, does not deny the utility, usefulness also. What Shastram denies is the absoluteness attributed to the Jagat alone is negated, refuted. If you say Jagat is absolutely real, that is what is not accepted. That is what is negated, refuted. Jagat is not there at all. Unreal. No. Jagat, Vedanta does not say Jagat is unreal. That is why it carefully uses the word mithya. Even though the word asat, no, sat, asat we have. The word asat has two meanings. One meaning is mithya, another meaning is tucham. That is why we are using the term mithya. That is why the mithya is a technical term which is not used elsewhere, isn't it? That is why it does not say Jagat is unreal. It is not non-existent. It is not absolute, it is not really existent also. That is why you say it is not absolutely real. It is not absolute, it is unreal. It is as though, which is, it is empirically, relatively real. That is why it enjoys only relative reality. Why it is relative reality? It is real only from the standpoint of a waker. If it continues to be there, the same Jagat which is available for the experience of the experiencer, the Vishwaha in the waking state, it is there, same Jagat continues to be there in the dream also, then you can say, when the experiencer now gets the different name as a Taijasaha, then this Jagat is not there. So it is relatively real. For the waker, Vishwa waker, this Jagat is real. For the Taijasa dreamer, this Jagat is not there. For the one who is in dream, is there, does this world exist? No. For the one who is in dream, this world does not exist. The one who is asleep, for whom no jagat exists. So for a pragyaha, the experiencer, isn't it, obtaining in the deep sleep state, this waking universe is not there, dream universe also is not there. For the one who is in dream, waking universe is not there. For the one who is in, the waking, the dream does not exist for him. Therefore, it's only relatively real. When is it available for experience? That is why it's a relatively real universe. Isn't Vyavaharikam Satyam, Natu Paramarthikam Satyam. What is absolutely real? Satya means Trikala Abadhitam. It must be always there. And while existing also, it must have independent existence. Only that is Satyam. Isn't it? Therefore, the Jagat does not exist always for you. It does not have independent existence also. Therefore, it is not Satyam. Therefore, we say it's only Mithya. Vithataha iva sadrushaha. Avithataha iva lakshitaha. Even though they're as good as non-existent, the Mithya, still it is looked upon as absolutely real. So the problem, what Shastram negates is, nothing is negated here, everything is accepted, nothing is denied by the Shastram. What is denied is the absoluteness. Now, the absolute reality status attributed to the Jagat alone is negated. We have to see that, isn't it? Is there a Jagat other than me? No, we have these three steps, you know. First we say what? Sautrantika says, or Vaibhashika says, Jagat is, therefore I experience, I see. Then Alpa says, I see, therefore the Jagat is. Then I am the Jagat. Isn't it? Which means, till I am the seer, Jagat is the seen. It is all that seer, seen difference also. I am the whole. You shift from there to this. Start from there. I Jagat is, therefore I see. Then you say, I see, therefore the Jagat is. You are right. When you say, I see, therefore the Jagat is, you are right still. But what is more right? I am the whole Jagat. That you resolve, when you say I am the whole, you resolve the seer seen division also. Here we have to always present it. How do we say this Jagat is Mithya? One more argument comes. Only example we give is what? Jagat is Mithya. Okay? Jagat is Mithya because it is drishyam, it is experienced. They say Jagati Satyam because I experience it, therefore it is Jagati Satyam. And we have, because it is experienced, Jagati is not Satyam. Why? Anything experienced is not Satyam. Finished. Anything and everything experienced is not Satyam. Why? Because experienced has no independent existence. It is dependent on the experiencer. Experienced, to have the status of being the experienced, for it to have the drishyatvam, it is dependent on the drik, therefore it has no independent existence. For anything drishyam experienced is mithya. Yad yad drishyam tad tad mithya. So, drishyatvat mithya. Like what? No? How do you say it? Anything experienced is mithya? How do we say? Even dream we experience. Is it satyam or mithya? So, when we say experience is the proof, and people say, when they use this experience as the proof for establishing the reality of an object, this is very real. Why do you say that? I see it. I experience it. So experience, they say experience is the proof for establishing the reality of an object. Come on, dream also experience. How real is it? Did you not experience dream? Just because you experience something, we cannot say it is real. Then people come and talk about all sorts of experiences. In dream experiences, we used to, you know, we had that and we had this. Come on, the whole, even in the Jagrat Prapancha, in the waking state, keeping awake, keeping all your senses and five senses open, having sharp intellect, focused attention, whatever you see, you say also, everything is mithya. Means, what to talk of, people come and tell us, I dreamt this. Somebody came in my dream, grandmother came, grandfather came, let them come, Bhagavane comes. What is this big deal? It's mithya only. Yad drishyam tan mithya. Whatever is experienced is mithya, not satyam. That means don't overvalue. No, whenever you give overvalue to something, it's called shobhanadhyasaha. Giving more value than what it deserves. Don't undervalue. Don't overvalue also. Shobhanadhyasa, isn't it? Seeing more than what it is. You take, that's because the seashell shines like silver. Oh, it is silver. You can say it shines like silver. If you say it's silver, you are overvaluing it, isn't it? Like that here also, this jagat here, you know, we don't say unreal. Don't say it is absolutely real. No, it's only mithya. Why? Drishyatvat. You say because experience is, you want to use this word experience as the proof for the reality, for Jagat being real. But we say because it is experienced, it is not real. Drishyatvat Jagat mithya. Due to its being, you know, an object of experience, it is mithya. Like what? You have to give example always. Okay? You have to give example, no? Swapna prapanchavat. Jagrat prapanchaha mithya. Swapna prapanchavat. Drishyatvat. This waking universe is mithya because of its, no, being an object of experience, like the dream universe. Because dream also is experienced, and I know it is not real. So from the standpoint of the taijasaha, the dream is real. Suppose somebody who is in dream, if you tell him that is not real, he would not listen. Suppose you don't, there is no way of talking to him, communicating with him. If you happen to talk to the one who is in dream, come on, what you are seeing now is not real. He will not trust you. For him it's very real. When he wakes up, for the waker, dream is mithya. The waking universe is real. Then from the waker, you shift your eye sense from waker to Turiya Chaitanyam, the consciousness. Isn't it? The standpoint of consciousness, Jagrat Prapanchaha also is mithya. From whose standpoint, what is satyam? The standpoint of Taijasaha, dream is satyam, real. The standpoint of waker, waking is real. The standpoint of Turiya Chaitanyam, Turiya Atma, the consciousness, waking is also is mithya. We are not saying unreal. Can you say your dream is unreal? The whole night you had the problem. How can you say it is unreal? You had the experience. You did experience it, isn't it? That's why drishyatvat mithya. Jagrat prapanchaha mithya drishyatvat. Just because it is experienced, it is mithya. Swapna prapanchavat. Like the dream universe. Okay, therefore, this Jagrat Prapanchaha is not unreal, non-existent, it is not absolutely real, but it is relatively empirically real. Like dream is relatively empirically real. Relatively real. Dream is relatively real. Why? From the standpoint of Taijasaha, dream is real. The standpoint of a Vishwaha, the waker, Jagra Prapanchaha is real. The standpoint of the Turiya Atma, the consciousness, Jagra Prapanchaha also is Mithya. It is not unreal, non-existent. Isn't it? When we say, immediately other people will come. Who are the people? Now we have come out of the 10 philosophers who accept Veda as a secondary subservient means of their logics, and people who accept only logics, Astika and Nastika philosophers, we have seen them refuted also. But now here, the people, the proper people who follow Prasthan Trayam as means of knowledge, they say, they themselves say, Jagrat Prapanchaha Satyam. This world is real. Who are the people who, because you cannot establish Advaitam otherwise, isn't it? Real. Why? Jagrat Prapanchaha Satyam Drishyatvat Swapna Prapanchavat, which means for them dream also is real. Visishta Dvaitinaha, they say for them dream also is real. When the dream is real, they say what now? This universe also is real. Waking Jagrat Prapanchaha, waking universe also is real, like the dream universe which is real. And they also take the support from where? They also take Prasthanatrayam, Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sutrani. They'll also take all of them to present their arguments. Therefore, here onwards, 32nd Karika onwards, Gaudapada Acharya is going to, first of all, now he is going to establish how dream is Mithya. Even though the very first verse, he beautifully, he said in two lines, see, what all I told you heard now. The dream is Mithya. You have to, he establishes first the mithyatvam of the jagat. Mithyatvam of the swapna prapancha. Dream is mithya because there are some people who accept dream is real, who say dream is real for them. Therefore, how dream is not real, dream is mithya, he establishes. There afterwards, like the dream, jagrat prapancha, waking universe also is mithya. He is going to say that later on. There are some people now, not only they accept this Jagrat Prapancha as real, the people who see the dream also as real. Understand? Therefore, first of all, it has become very clear. Dream is not real, it's mithya. Dream is not unreal also, because we're experiencing it. We experienced it, isn't it? We do experience the dream. How can we say it is unreal? But is it real? No. Similarly, this waking. So, 32nd Karika onwards, then we'll see the, until the 36th. First, he'll establish the mithyatvam of the swapna prapanchaha. What we have already seen in the second chapter is repeated here. In fact, here until the 46th Karika, I think, there is a repetition of the teaching given in the second chapter. So that even if we did not listen that time, even if we had not understood that time, now another opportunity is given that we can definitely understand, reinforce, assimilate that. We'll see the following verse, we'll see next class. Om Purna
பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.